Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, welcome to your Hollywood Crime Scene mini episode.
Hi.
Hi. This episode's a little late because I was sick this week.
Yeah.
So if I sound funny, that's why.
Yes. So everything's going to be coming still, but we're just on a delayed time schedule.
She'll be coming around the mountain. It's going to happen.
You're going to get it all crammed together at the end of the month, as usual.
I can't laugh.
Okay.
No, but that's okay. We're going to push through because we got some great stories this week for our mini episode. Our top story is from WFLA, a local NBC affiliate in Florida. Florida man defecates on floor of Joe's Crab Shack.
This is our top story.
I'm coughing. Florida man defecates on floor of Joe's Crab Shack during break-in.
During break-in?
He broke in and then shit.
I always loved defecate because I was like, that's grosser.
It's grosser.
Than shit. I think like we've talked about this before. I hate that word, defecate.
It's somehow more vulgar.
It's disgusting.
Fort Myers, Florida. Fort Myers police are searching for a pooping perpetrator caught on camera breaking into a Joe's Crab Shack on Saturday.
Mm.
According to a Fort Myers Police Department Facebook post, the incident happened at around 2:30 a.m. at 2024 West 1st Street. Surveillance video shows the man squeezed through a small broken window to get into the restaurant. Here's some images of him. He's wearing a backwards hat. He looks like a beach bum kind of guy.
Oh, he does. He just shit right on the floor.
He just shat on the floor. Look, he's grabbing his crotch in this picture. Maybe he's trying
to
hold
it. He really had to go.
I think
he's like, that Taco Bell, it's hitting.
It's hitting. Police say the alleged suspect stole several items, including alcohol, and defecated on the floor before he left.
Why did he just not go to the bathroom?
There's bathrooms there. That's so
he could have had
rude.
His pick and his stall.
He also snatched a Joe's Crab Shack hat off a shelf and wore it as he walked around the restaurant.
Is that the hat he had on backwards?
I think that must be the hat because he's not wearing a hat in all these
pictures.
He
didn't switch it out.
Fort Myers police are asking anyone who recognizes the man to contact them or submit an anonymous tip to the Southwest Florida Crime Stoppers.
Imagine being his ex-girlfriend and being like, I cannot wait to turn him. Seeing that picture, getting your revenge.
How embarrassing. What if this was your son? Yes, that's my son who broke into a Joe's Crab Shack, defecated on the floor, didn't use one of the many available bathrooms.
And just stole alcohol.
And right? Only stole alcohol.
Yeah.
And a hat.
He's not celebrating dry January.
No, he fell off the wagon this January, clearly. Our next story is out of Variety. Pamela Anderson alleges Tim Allen flashed his penis at her when she was 23.
This is the most believable story I've ever heard.
I agree.
Like, I don't know how anyone defends Tim Allen in this, because it's like, it happened.
This fully happened.
It definitely happened. I can picture exactly how it went down.
100%. We've talked about Tim Allen on the pod before. A very long time ago when we first started this show, I think it might have been like one of our first mini episodes.
Yes.
Back when we used to do like
a small case.
And we talked about Tim Allen's history. First of all, Tim Allen is not only a narc and a crybaby, he's also a flasher.
Yeah.
So just awful. She alleges this in her memoir. In her upcoming memoir, Pamela Anderson details a disturbing incident that took place on the set of Home Improvement in 1991 when she was 23 years old. On the first day of filming, This is what she says. On the first day of filming, I walked out of my dressing room and Tim was in the hallway in his robe. He opened his robe and flashed me quickly, completely naked underneath. He said it was only fair because he had seen me naked. Now we're even. I laughed uncomfortably. Like you said, I can picture this whole thing going down. He thought he was being real funny and putting this Playboy model in her place.
And it was like low-key also hitting on her, in my opinion. It always is.
Yeah, he's gross.
Yeah.
Of course, he denies it. He's like, that never happened. No, it never happened. I would never do such a thing.
Yes, he would.
I don't believe him.
I don't believe him at all, because I think he thought it was funny. This is a classic example of, I was joking.
Right.
And it's like, guys think showing their dicks is a joke, and oftentimes it is. So I agree with them there.
Right.
But not for the reasons they think.
Right.
And I think they, maybe some guys do it with each other. Do you know what I mean? Like flashing their dicks or whatever in the locker room. And they don't see any difference. They think it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, she laughed uncomfortably. That is like, every woman has done that.
Right.
Because it's like, okay, it's not like an attack, but it's like, makes you feel like, oh, that's my boss. He's the star of the show.
Right.
I can't make a scene about this, though I feel really uncomfortable.
This is her first TV gig. She's very new in the industry.
And there's, if you've, know anything about her, you know she really struggled sort of trying to be taken seriously as an actress.
Right.
And everyone kind of always had to remind her of, her early history or like her Playboy years or whatever. Like,
right.
So it's like, it's rude.
It's so
and
rude.
It's inappropriate. He definitely did it. So once again, he's lying because right. He's a fucking liar.
He is a fucking liar. Anyway, I want to read her memoir.
Also, it's like, here's what's so gross about Tim Allen. No one's like, cancel him.
Right.
He could very easily have said, yeah, I did that. It was wrong. I'm not making an excuse, but it was different back then. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, he could have apologized. He's not getting canceled. Like, he still, he could have owned up to it.
Yeah, we already think he sucks, but for other reasons.
But for his, just like, why not own up to something like that? Like, that used to happen more. Or, do you know what I mean?
And
like,
say, I was a part of the problem.
Exactly. So it's an opportunity for him, if he was a remotely decent person, which he's not.
Yeah.
To apologize.
Yeah.
Or to say, I'm sorry she felt that way or whatever, like any stupid bullshit thing. He doesn't even do the bullshit apology. Like,
I'm irritated because I can't even do my Tim Allen grunt because I'm sick.
Yeah.
So fuck him.
Yeah. And he doesn't deserve a grunt.
This story is out of Canada for our Canadian listeners from CTV News. Ottawa's notorious Rideau Street McDonald's is closing permanently.
Ooh.
Now, apparently, and I believe this, every city or area, region has a notorious McDonald's.
Yes, it seems that way.
Like, somebody tweeted a few months ago about a McDonald's in Manhattan that's notorious. And I asked Brendan.
Oh, I know that McDonald's.
Okay.
Yeah.
I asked Brendan about this McDonald's and he was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a notorious McDonald's.
Yeah.
Where shit is just always going down.
Is that the one on 4th Street?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what the location was, but you most likely in your neighborhood or area have a McDonald's that is...
Is there an LA one?
Sunset and Vine, maybe.
Okay.
That one's pretty hyphy.
Yeah.
Like, shit gets crazy over there.
That's where we got the bad fries,
that's
right?
Where we got the bad fries. So
like that one.
So maybe that's also put a bad taste in my mouth. But I feel like shit's always popping off at that McDonald's.
It's a lot of foot traffic. It's like people leaving the Strip or Hollywood
yes.
Boulevard or passing that usually, like on their way home late at night.
Right.
So it's, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Anyway, this McDonald's is finally closing. The infamous McDonald's restaurant of Rideau Street in downtown Ottawa is closing its doors this spring. The property owner tells CTV News Ottawa the franchise owner decided not to renew the lease and the restaurant will close in April. The space will be available for lease starting in July. We knew we knew that they might, that they may not be here. It wasn't a big surprise. Peter Crosswaith, asset manager at 60 George Street, told CTV News Ottawa. The restaurant opened in 1985. I just want to read about what happened at this McDonald's. Yeah. Okay, so the restaurant in the head, in the heart of Ottawa's tourist district, became a notorious spot for late night crowds after a last call at bars and restaurants. The McDonald's gained particular notoriety following the release of a video filmed in December of 2013 showing a man pulling a baby raccoon out of his sweater while others were involved in a fight. So one of those videos you see on the internet where you're like, I don't even know where to look. There's so much happening.
It's also
here.
Probably said something like Canada, right? Because of the raccoon. It's like, because we have fighting at our McDonald's.
But they have raccoons.
But it's like the raccoon is where we get Canada.
Maybe
like a moose walks through the frame.
I would picture like a moose busting through or like pulling up at the drive-through.
I just feel like when a raccoon shows up, it's like, that's a party.
Yeah.
Because they're just so cute and rascally.
I think raccoons are party animals.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, okay, here we go.
Plus, they look like bandits.
Yes, they're like a little mini Hamburglar.
Yeah, he just wanted to be the new Hamburglar.
He tried to sneak in, pretending he was the Hamburglar. Hello.
Desi. I'm sorry. In 2019, then Ottawa Police Chief Charles Bordelot sent it's French. He's Canadian.
Yes.
Sent a letter to the president and CEO of McDonald's Canada to raise concerns about ongoing criminal activity and social disorder at the Rideau Street location. McDonald's then reduced its hours of operation to 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. following a meeting with police. It had been open 24 hours a day. Now, that's another sign that you might get a rowdy McDonald's, is if you're open 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah. Because there's just like a certain, between like 2 and 6.
Those hours. Those hours, anything goes.
Nothing good is going on at those hours.
I do love a 24-hour food establishment, though.
Well, you always need to know where one is located, just in case of emergency.
And I do, because it has emergency.
I've definitely used them at those odd hours, but it's not a regular thing for sure.
Ottawa police say they were called to the restaurant more than 150 times in 2022, significantly lower than the more than 800 calls for service.
Oh, my gosh.
In 2018. So that's like 5 times a day.
That's crazy.
In 1 year. I can't do math right now.
But I'm not even going to question it.
That's more than twice.
That's like a lot.
That's more than twice a day.
Yeah.
800 calls for service. 800.
It's almost 3 times a day, I think.
Okay, I'm going to trust you. In 2018, that prompted the location to change its hours.
This poor guy who owned it must have been like, man, I'm trying. People just want to come and cause trouble here.
This is what's going to happen when we open up our TCBY franchise.
It's going to be chaos.
Because I'm going to have the genius idea that it needs to be 24 hours. And
yes.
And then it's going to become that TCBY where it's just fucking mayhem.
People are like pissing.
They're pissing everywhere. They're throwing stuff at us.
And we're back there with our little TCBY outfits on, like, guys.
Guys, we just want yogurt.
If you haven't ordered, stay to the side. We'll call your name when it's ready.
Oh, my God.
I like that if we owned a TCBY, we'd be working there.
Yeah, we'd be working there, and we'd have our vintage TCBY.
I know. It would be so
uniforms.
Cute.
Uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to our next story. This is from The Hollywood Reporter.
Ooh.
Stomp to close.
Finally.
Desi. Stomp is closing after nearly 3 decades off Broadway.
Mm. People couldn't get enough of it.
I can't believe Stomp was still going.
I can't either, but not surprised. That shit was around forever.
Dude, I mean, you couldn't get away from Stomp
now, of course,
the mid-90s.
I'm just like, now I'm thinking about like, this one scene, I've probably talked about it before, because Stomp literally haunted my early life. like the guy where he's like flipping the newspaper.
Yes. Oh my God.
And just like the addition The addition of each noise.
Yes.
Literally would drive me insane. Because I never saw the show, but I have seen clips, and I have seen clips of new types of, like, other people doing stomp-like stuff.
It's like a guy starts coughing rhythmically.
Yeah. It's, I don't know what it, whatever that is, that, triggers me. I'm that, like, ugh.
That genre of percussion that doesn't come from, like, musical instruments, like natural, like found percussion.
Yes.
That was big.
Very big.
Where you'd get like, it'd be like you'd be on a subway and the guy would be flipping the newspaper open, like you said, and it'd be like, shh, shh.
And then some guy would kick a can.
Yeah.
Just like,
and then you'd get like a baby. Ah, ah.
I don't know. It like, I don't know quite how to describe the feeling it gives me, but I kind of imagine, you know how certain people can't look at like strobe lights?
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Like, I feel like something's going to happen to me when that's happening. I'm like, am I going to like collapse? Because I don't feel well right now. Yeah. When I'm listening to it, I don't know what it is. It makes me like anxious.
Did you see Stomp ever?
Absolutely not. I hated Stomp from the minute I saw the ads. And then it was even worse because I lived in New York like right when it came out.
Oh, God.
So it's like, not only do you have to see the ads, it was like, like when TV. I say it triggers me, it's true. And it's always been that way.
Yeah.
And then you have everyone telling you, you got to see Stomp. Like, I swear to God, I spent like 5 years of my life with people telling me I got to see Stomp and me saying, no, I don't want to see Stomp. I'm like, no, you trust me.
You got to see
Stomp.
It's like,
I know what I like and I know what I don't. I don't want to see Blue Man Group. I don't want to see Puppetry of the Penis. Like, I don't want to see those types of shows.
Right.
I don't like them.
Right.
I just sit there the whole time irritated. It was kind of like that magic show thing that came out like a few years ago on Hulu. And everyone's like, this is amazing. I watched it, was irritated the whole time.
Yeah.
Because I'm just not blown away by things like that. I don't know what it is.
Right.
And then I feel uncomfortable because I'm like, everyone's noticing me not enjoying myself. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You start feeling like uncomfortable that you shouldn't be there. Even.
Yes.
So I think it's rude of me to go to those shows, in fact.
Right.
Because I'm just ruining it for everyone. Go enjoy Stomp. I'm fine.
Well, it's done now.
Well, then, you know, you missed your chance. It was up for 30 years. What do you want from me?
What do you want?
It was all over the country, too. Wasn't it, like, touring? And, like, I feel like it was.
They had to have tour because I remember being a kid and having a friend going to see Stomp.
It was a phenomenon. Like, it was everywhere.
Everyone talked about Stomp.
Yeah.
And then there was Tap Dogs. Do you remember Tap
Dogs? Oh, yes. Another type of show. I was like Tap Dogs, it's like maybe, but they incorporated Stomp elements.
It was very Stompish.
Because it's like some tap, I don't mind tap, but I don't want to, if you're bringing in garbage can lids.
That's where you draw the line. When they bring out the garbage can
lids. Here's what I don't like about it. And I very specifically remember this one sketch where the guy with the newspaper, and it's like the mugging, because it was like this like white guy with like red hair turning the newspaper, and he kept like making like faces like he was reading it.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the worst acting I've ever seen. It's like silent film acting or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was crazy.
No, I know. I can picture the commercial in my head. They ran all the time. Stomp.
Yeah. And it's like the ad had the garbage can.
It was menacing. Those garbage cans were fucking menacing. And everything on the stage was like milk crates and like.
It was like a street.
Yeah.
Because you wanted to have lots of things you could bang, right? And hit with
There's
things.
There's like lampposts.
You got to hit things. You got to have things to hit and things to hit with.
People were banging shit left and right. You were afraid they're going to come into the audience and start banging drumsticks on your
Hitting
head.
You? Like, what if someone hit you to make a coconut sound? They hit your head to go boop. And you're like, hey.
That's the kind of show. I don't know if Stomp, I'm not saying that Stomp did this, but it feels like the kind of show that I always hated as a kid, where like the performers would go into the audience and start interacting with I don't like to be interacted
with. That stresses
with.
Me out.
I get so stressed out.
Because I feel like it's like you're in a very tense position where you don't want to be noticed, but you're like, well, am I more noticeable because I don't want to be noticed?
And they pick you because of that.
It's like you have to like do it just right.
I don't want to be interacted with.
Or you can
with.
Be like, pick me, and they never pick that person. That's like the one way to get out of it.
Right. So Stomp is done. So if you want to open up your off Broadway of Slam,
yeah,
and not, maybe they won't sue
you. I feel like everyone who wanted to see it probably already saw it. Yeah. Maybe that's what happened.
Maybe there's someone listening now who's never heard of Stomp and they're like, oh my God, I'm devastated I never got to see it.
Yeah, what's Stomp? And they're looking it up and they're enjoying those clips that make us cringe. That's fine. Everyone has their own thing.
It's just not for us.
Yeah.
But rest in peace, Stomp. Our last story is from the Huffington Post. Coveted hot dog statue stolen from West Virginia restaurant finally returns home.
Is that where you were when you were sick?
Desi, somebody stole this statue that is quite perverted.
Let me see.
If I'm being honest. The short statue depicts a hot dog licking its lips and holding a bottle of mustard while pouring a bottle of ketchup on its head.
Oh, damn. He's going off.
He's like drenching himself in this ketchup and he is making a vulgar thing with his lips.
Look, you don't put a statue like that in your restaurant if you're not thinking it's going to get stolen.
They need to chain this thing down.
People are going to want this.
I mean, it is absurd.
I would love some like vintage hot dog sign or art or like statue from an old vintage hot dog stand.
Yeah, me too.
I would love it.
I like hot dogs.
I think hot dogs are like a really cute motif.
I agree. I totally agree with you. Charleston, West Virginia, the owner of a West Virginia restaurant that was heavily damaged by fire, has his coveted hot dog statue back. The Wiener Man statue.
Great name.
Was stolen from the Dairy Winkle in Campbell's Creek during a break-in sometime after the January 11th fire.
Oh, dang.
A tip led deputies to a location where the statue was found undamaged. It was returned to the restaurant owner, Carrie Ellison, the statement said. Investigators have not identified a suspect and are seeking information about the theft. The short statue depicts a hot dog licking its lips and holding a bottle of mustard while pouring a bottle of ketchup on its head.
Look how they give the description that you said.
They gave it twice.
Oh my God.
I just thought this statue was really funny to me.
I think it's really funny. And imagine walking into someone's home and seeing that. I'd be like, wow.
Where'd you get that? And they're like, I stole it.
I would be so, and I would be in heaven.
If I saw that.
I mean, this is the best house I've ever been in.
It's a conversation starter for sure.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It would look great in the corner or something with a light on it.
Now I'm going to go looking on like Cherish for vintage hot dog items.
I'm always looking for, there's an artist I follow who made this like vintage sinister hot dog piece. And there's like 100 of them. Like it's a limited edition. And I'm always kind of like, should I? Like I debate it every day. And I'm like, it's going to get sold out soon.
Right.
But it's so, I love it. It's so cute.
Yeah.
It's not that big though. It's small. If it was bigger, maybe I'd be like, okay.
I'm gonna
you want to have
it.
A huge hot dog something.
Something I got in your house.
Yeah.
Wow. This is new information I'm finding out.
I think it's really vintage.
I know. I like hot dogs.
I think they're old cute. School hot dog stuff is cute.
Yeah. Like the let's go to the movie guy.
Yes,
I like that guy.
The vintage style hot dog. And if you're vegetarian, it can be a veggie dog. They look the same.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm a huge fan of Rocket Money. Not only did they help me find and cancel some of my unwanted subscriptions, in general, they've given me a great picture of my financial status and helped me save money. I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I love the dashboard that shows me this month's spending compared to last month's, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. That's rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. I'm a huge fan of cashmere, and that can be a very expensive habit. That's why I was so excited to find Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I am absolutely living in my black cashmere mini dress, and to be honest, I want to buy like 3 more because I can't imagine my life without them. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Hollywood for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Hollywood to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Hollywood.
Hi, Desi. What are you watching?
Okay. Well, I'm still watching The Last of Us. That is the HBO show with mushrooms.
Pedro Pascal. With mushrooms.
With mushrooms. Well, that's what the that's what's turning people into zombies,
right?
Type characters.
Right.
They're getting infected with a mushroom. It's scarier than that.
I can't wait to see it. I'm excited to see it.
You'll like it.
Yeah.
It's very The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And it's funny because last night was the first time I was like, okay, I can see what this video game was like.
Right.
Because they like walk up in front of this building they have to go inside. It's like the three main characters right now, like one of the little girl. And I was like, I know exactly what this playing this game is like. Mm. You're like the guy. You're Pedro. The little girl is just like the character who's with you and you're protecting her and you have to walk into buildings constantly to like move forward.
Someone's going to write in and they're going to be like, you fucking bitch. That's not what it's like at all.
I'm not like a gamer.
Yeah.
But I have been around people who've played that type of game.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm wrong, but it's like, that was the first time I was like, yeah, I can see how it's like, you're moving through this land or you're going to your goal and you have to go through these buildings and kill these monsters. Whatever. My famous story about video games is one time I played, what's the one with Mila Jovovich?
Resident Evil?
Yes, Resident Evil. I played that game with my friend got that game. He's like, you have to play it. It's so fun. So I was like walking and there's like the first cabin you have to go into and kill the zombies. And one of them came out and instead of fighting the zombies, I ran the other way. He was screaming at me. He's like, what are you doing? And I ran and the screen, it was like nothing because I ran off screen basically. And he's like, no, you have to fight them. I was like no,
I'm
but if
scared.
You see a zombie, you run.
Yeah.
You don't fight them.
Right.
I was like, I was too petrified. I did what I was like, now I know what I would do if a zombie came at me. I would fucking run.
Right.
I'm not fighting them unless I have to. So I'm still watching that. And I've watched more Criminal Minds. So this week on our after show, I will definitely be recapping the first few episodes or so, like light recaps, like I mentioned. So on our
Your
after
thoughts.
Show, my thoughts on the first few 2 or 3 episodes.
Okay, cool.
Depending how long it goes. So I'm going to keep it short, but I'll probably do a few episodes each time just so we can get through it.
It's going to be like a corner. It's not going to be a full, Desi's just going to give me her thoughts.
And who knows? Maybe that episode could lead to more conversations. We don't know what's going to happen.
We don't know
what's going to happen. Maybe it's going to be nothing. It's going to be that. That happened and that those were two boring episodes.
Right.
Move on to the next one.
Right.
But I'm definitely going to have some a build up so I can we can do like whatever it seems fitting.
I'm really excited to hear your opinion. Because also you're like early in the show too and shows kind of, I mean, this show is like shows change, you know, or whatever. Or right. They, or
well,
they
obviously
find
there's
their
a very big change after two seasons.
Yes.
So that's like a clear, you know, point where it changes.
Yes.
Based on a main character leaving. I know that much.
The structure of the show doesn't change.
It's exactly the same every show.
And I love
that. Laugh every time I see the airplane.
Oh my God.
And there's a quote.
Yeah.
Just like even after I think I've watched like maybe 6 or 7 episodes, I can't remember.
Okay.
But there's already like the patterns.
Yes.
That are every episode.
Yes. That's and it's how just, they open and close each episode is with a quote.
Yeah. It's very funny. I'm trying to think. I don't think I've had any major guest stars except for Lucas Haas, who's major to me because I like him.
Oh.
And
yeah,
I grew
yeah,
up
yeah.
with him.
Yeah.
So yeah. And of course I'm kind of like, what is Shamar Moore's character's name?
Agent Morgan.
Yeah.
He's so hot.
He's really hot. And it's like, I really want him and Penelope to bang.
Their relationship, I know we're not supposed to talk about this right now, but I'm just going to say their relationship with each other is one of my favorite TV relationships
ever. It's very real.
It's very real and it's so pure and they just really adore each other. And I love that. And I'm excited for you to see their relationship progress.
So yeah, we'll have that on the next after show. We'll do Desi's Criminal Minds Corner. Oh, Criminal Minds Corner.
I like
a
that.
Little theme song for
I like
it.
That. So we'll talk more about that on Patreon. The other thing we're going to do on Patreon that I'm very excited for on we're going to do an AMA on Patreon and we've already received so many questions from you guys and I have to say they're excellent questions. We're really happy with the questions you guys came up with. Very creative. We're going to be doing it'll end up being a multi-part AMA because we received so many questions and you can still send in questions you want to ask us.
It'll basically be another bonus, Patreon bonus.
Yeah.
For at least a bit, right?
Yeah, we'll do it at the end of the month, but we're going to, so the first one will be coming up soon. If your question didn't get answered this month, look for it next month.
It'll be really fun. The questions are so good.
Yeah.
I have to say, I was very impressed.
They were, you guys thought outside the box.
Yes. It was exactly what we wanted.
Right.
In my opinion.
Except for one perverted question we got. That's it. We only got one perverted question.
You did not think outside the box.
No.
You thought in the box.
It was too in the box.
Yeah.
Like that's so obvious to ask us something perverted.
Yeah. No. It wasn't even that creative, to
it wasn't
be honest.
It wasn't creative perverted either.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if you want to participate in the AMA by asking us questions, and if you want to listen to the AMA, that'll be available on our Patreon soon. Like, very soon, in the next few days, sometime.
Another new Patreon perk I wanted to mention is we have started a Discord for Patreon members and it's already pretty fun. I have to keep making channels.
Yeah.
And that's very hard for me.
Right.
Because I don't know how to do technology.
No.
But I'm starting to realize it. So it's like, here's the thing you can put your food. Here's where you can put your pet pictures. But I think the main reason I started it was because we're going to try to start a book club in the Patreon.
Yeah.
And I want to make a poll for that, I think, in Patreon. So maybe we'll come up with some books. If you want to participate,
it's just a fun place to chat about like shows and about other stuff.
Everyone's having fun.
Everyone's really nice.
Yeah.
I like seeing there's like a channel in the Discord of just show us your pet. So everyone just posts their pet pictures there and like
it's cute.
Everyone has the cutest pet.
I love them all. I feel bad because I'm like, there's sometimes I go and there's like 20 new pets.
I fave every
single one. I try to fave everyone
because I love all of them.
Me too.
They're all so cute.
No, sometimes I just post a message. I'm like, everyone's pets. Like if I missed it, I'm scared.
Yeah. That's like such a wholesome corner.
It's very wholesome.
Of the Discord, and I appreciate that.
I do too. And I love seeing people's food too.
Like what they're making?
Yeah. Someone had like Korean garlic bread, I think. Yes. Did you see that?
I want that.
I want that too.
Yeah.
And then someone also had a really good chocolate chip banana cake that looked really good.
That they made that looked delicious.
I was like, oh, I like zoomed in.
We can start like, we can like post recipes in there too.
Yeah, we'll post some of our recipes that people ask us for a lot there as well, I think.
Right.
Because then we can maybe have some pics if we have them
on
our phone. Et cetera. So yeah, it's been fun, and I'm just going to try to organize it better when I have a second.
I thought you did a really good job.
Oh, thank you.
I really do.
You know, it took all my brain cells.
Dude.
And I still messed up. I was trying to make it private, and then I ended up locking everyone out.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey. And what I was happened? Like, sorry. I thought it was beneficial.
Right.
But we'll figure it out.
I think you've done a great job. I'm excited to see where it goes and talk about it. What else do we have? Do we have any other like...
Did you watch anything?
No, baby. I'm just watching Criminal Minds.
You are too.
I'm still watching it because I'm...
Well, there's like 100 seasons.
There's 15 seasons, and I'm on season 11 now.
Oh, dang.
So I'm getting there. This is my rewatch, by the way. And it's still just as enjoyable as it was the first time I watched it. In fact, maybe it's more enjoyable now because now I get to talk about it with you and I get to watch it with Brendan.
Yes.
And he loves it.
Oh, good. Did you say that you might like it more than Law and Order?
I did not say that.
Okay.
But I
feel
said,
like I'm saying that.
I might like it more than Law and Order.
I like
Which is
Law
really
Order.
Scandalous to say because Law and Order is like the gold standard.
I like Law and Order. The thing I like about this is that I'm very into profiling.
Like this criminal like the serial killer profiling?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've always been obsessed with profilers. Like that was, I remember reading that books when I was a kid by that guy, John Douglas or whatever.
Right.
Remember?
Right.
And like, I obviously Silence of the Lambs is one of my favorite movies. So that is big with profiling as well. Like I've just always been fascinated because it's sort of combining like psychology with crime or something. And getting into the mind. Like I like that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah. It's very interesting. I like this. I like that aspect of it as well. And like I said last week or whenever we last talked about it on the mini, the thing I like about Criminal Minds is that tonally it's a horror show.
Okay, I agree with that. But it's also like, I don't know what the right word for it. It's like a little bit lighter than Law and Order is in a way.
Because there's silly elements to
yes,
it.
Yes, because it's like a little lighter in tone sometimes than
is.
I feel like Law and Order ever gets.
It's definitely, Law and Order, I think also because Law and Order is ripped from the headlines. So they're also, Law and Order deals with a lot of socially relevant issues or topical things. So it can be heavier because of that.
And I think also like there is humor in Law and Order, but it's different.
It's different.
It's like, it's more sardonic and like dark. And it's kind of like, it's like blowing off steam kind of humor.
But the humor in this is sillier.
Yes.
It's goofier.
Especially within some of the relationships.
Yes.
I think that's where it kind of has a lighter tone, even when it's more serious.
And the personalities are bigger.
There's
the characters.
There's more personalities, too, that we're seeing.
Right.
Whereas I feel like Law and Order, there's like definitely some. But you're mainly with a few people.
Yeah.
This one, they're all there every time.
They're all there every time. I'm so excited for your progression on this.
Yeah. It's definitely a show I can see how you would binge it. I was watching it on the treadmill on my phone the other day.
Yeah.
I've watched every episode twice, by the way.
Of Criminal Minds?
At least four of the episodes I've rewatched.
Oh, because you fell asleep.
I might have fallen asleep, but also I was at on the treadmill. I was like, I'm just going to rewatch the ones I saw because I knew I was going to talk about it. And I was like, that way.
Right.
I'll really know what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But it was also funny being on the treadmill next to someone with my phone on the treadmill, and there was like Criminal Minds on.
That's so it was good.
Very funny.
I love that.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, it's like I'm ignoring all the like other content I want to watch right now, like all the shows and movies, because there's so many good movies out. All the like Oscar movies I haven't seen that I want to see. I'll get to them.
Yeah, Megan is streamable now too. Oh,
finally.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I can't wait for Plane. That needs to...
Yeah, you're a plane head.
But when is that going to be streaming? That's what I need to know.
I don't know.
It's like, I'm going to... Maybe I should go see it, but I'm fine watching it on TV.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I do know. Yeah, that's really... that's it for media stuff for me. Do you want to move on to what you ate? What you want to eat? Because I don't know if either of us had anything that good this week.
Well, okay, let me talk about my air fryer. This is not a sponsored segment. Here's what I'm really excited about: my Ninja air fryer.
Oh my god, you got the Ninja?
I got the Ninja air fryer for my birthday. It was something I wanted because I want to air fry. I'm curious,
right?
So. It took me, I've literally had it packed up since my birthday or before my birthday. I got it before my birthday. And I finally opened it last week. The first thing I did was a recommendation of Cara Berry. She told, because I had bought this garlic bread cheese from Trader Joe's. And she's like, well, you remember how we found out about
it. Yes.
So I had bought it. I think I may have posted about it, and I fried it in my pan, and it, you know, it's good, but it was definitely gooey. And she's like, you gotta throw it in the air fryer. That's literally why I was like, I gotta get an air fryer.
Yeah.
That was my final straw. I was like, I need to fucking air fry this bread cheese.
Yeah.
So I did, and it's fucking delicious.
Yeah. We need to plan our next restaurant trip, because I know we said we want to do something like in the beginning of February.
Yeah. So we need to...
I need pasta.
Pasta's always good.
Like, I desperately need it right now. I need someone else to make it for me.
I want a really good pasta.
Like, I want homemade, like made in house.
I've been looking at like, because it's the Chinese New Year or the Lunar New Year.
Yeah.
And I've been seeing a lot of good noodle dishes on my Instagram feed. And I just love those chewy hand-pulled noodles.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They're so good.
There's a great spot in Echo Park, Woon Kitchen.
I think about those noodles all the time.
They're so good.
I just like biting into them. Mm. It's just like, oh my God, they're so good. So that's been killing me. I want those frickin' noodles.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I agree, like homemade noodles are just the best.
Yeah.
And someone makes it for you.
Yeah.
I still keep thinking about that lobster noodle that we got, or
the
pasta,
lobster pasta
at, Republique. Ugh.
It was good.
It's so good.
It was really delicious.
I really want to get that frozen lobster meat. I keep thinking about that too. I was like, I got to get to Whole Foods and get
it's
that
so
lobster
expensive,
meat.
It's so expensive, but it's definitely, if you want to splurge,
and
it's good.
So you put it in a hot dish. I wonder if it's good, like in a lobster roll type. You did?
I did. It was good.
As you had like a lobster salad? Or?
I made a lobster salad out of it.
Okay.
But you feel like such an asshole because it's like you end up just eating the whole pack to yourself. And you're like, well, that was fucking expensive.
Because it's like $30.
It was like $30. It was definitely something, like, it's not something I regularly buy. It was like a treat.
No, that's, I deserve a treat.
I was an I deserve a treat moment.
No, I want to make a lobster salad like the one from the lobster roll in Montauk from The Affair. but also from when I knew it before The Affair.
Right.
And that's what I used to eat when I would come home from Montauk. I would buy, what's the thing bigger than a pint?
A quart?
Yes. I would buy a quart of lobster salad.
And just eat it.
Eat it on my way back to Manhattan. That was
so
my
good.
Thing. And I loved that. It was so good. Me. By the way, I was in a private car, so it wasn't like on the jitney.
Right.
Eating my lobster salad for everyone to smell. Although I would have. I would have tried. Here's me on the jitney trying to sneak a bite. That's me on the jitney.
Right.
That's like a, if you don't know, it's like a bus or whatever that takes you to the Hamptons from Manhattan. A lot of people take it.
Yeah.
So I've been craving that.
It's so good.
Lobster, I really like lobster, and it's expensive.
Lobster is not overrated to me. I think it's just as good as how expensive it is. I'm so delirious right now.
If it's done right, yeah. Like you can get a bad lobster for
yeah,
sure.
You can get and a then bad you're lobster.
Very that's very sad.
Yeah.
Now and the other restaurant that I keep getting things for is that one Shoku. And
yeah,
they keep having like king crab too. Do you see that? And like the mini lobster roll.
Wait, is that the one we need a referral?
Yes.
To get a
referral. Yes. Yes.
If you have a restaurant in Los Angeles and you want us to go, we'll go.
If it's good. You got to promise us.
Promises it's good.
Yeah.
We want to go to your restaurant.
Or if you're a food company.
Send us food.
We'll talk about it on the show.
Look
at us. We'll talk about it for 20 fucking minutes. You can't get advertisement like that.
You really can't.
It might just cost you like $30.
And we'll be serious about it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you just send us, if you have like a cookie company or or a candy company.
Baked goods. Yeah. Our words work because someone recently just told me they went to Bone Cattle. Like another person told me they went to Bone Cattle.
Yeah.
Based on our recommendations.
And
so
and that is a serious recommendation from us because that is one of our favorite restaurants.
Yeah. So if we have to like it though. That is our
That's
only caveat.
Because we
are picky. Like we like good stuff. We're not picky as far as like snobby.
No.
Because if you have like a really good food that's not, frou-frou.
Right.
And we like it. Well, that's good too. We'll talk about it.
Desi will, if Taco Bell wants to sponsor us, Desi wants that Doritos Tacos Loco.
They got to bring back the Cool Ranch. Because they used to have a Cool Ranch.
Yeah.
And they don't have that anymore. Why? Why would you get rid of the Cool Ranch? Everyone loves Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch is so 90s.
It's a 90s.
Cool
it's a
Ranch
90s
is
favorite.
So 90s.
Hey, but Taco Bell sells Sierra Mist. So right. It's like, how do you not have the Cool Ranch? When Sierra Mist is your Sprite drink.
That is a great point. Sierra Mist is the Cool Ranch Dorito of soda.
I had to get change for a 20 the other day.
Yeah.
And you know, it's really hard to get change anywhere now. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I pulled into a Taco Bell and I was like, oh, I'll get a Diet Pepsi because that's Taco Bell. Their drink menu, it's like, I've never even heard of these things. They have like all C-list.
Like what? Like RC?
Well, it's like Sierra Mist. Pepsi, I guess, is like whatever. But it's like there's these pink ones. I guess, what is it? Baja Blast?
That's their famous drink.
But what the hell is that?
The Baja Blast.
Is that frozen or a soda?
I think it's like the special Taco Bell drink.
Anyway, you know how they have the pictures on the menu?
Yeah.
The drink section, it was just all these colored beverages.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell? Like, do you even have regular sodas? It was just like embarrassing.
Because it's probably all PepsiCo brands, right?
Yes, but it's like ones I didn't know. I mean, Sierra Mist, it's like, yeah, I know it. But why is that still around? That's Sprite, right? Like, that's like a Sprite 7-Up type drink.
It's like...
It's a lemon lime.
Sierra Mist is like Sprite's slutty younger sister.
Yeah.
To me.
But not that slutty. She's not that cool.
She's not cool, but she's a little slutty.
Yeah. I would love to know if there's any Sierra Mist heads.
Because
if you go to Taco Bell a lot, like I like Taco Bell. I don't really go that much.
Yeah.
But if you're, some people I think go like multiple times a week. And I think that they're getting Sierra Mist a lot because you have no choice if you're a lemon lime head. You want that refreshing lemon lime taste.
You're not getting
that's your thing.
You're not, if you want a Sprite, you go to McDonald's.
Yeah, because that's where it hits the hardest.
That's the
we all know this.
It is true. It's a meme for a reason that McDonald's Sprite hits hard.
It's extra bubbly.
It's so bubbly. It's almost spicy. I love it.
You know what? Every once in a while, I will get a Sprite or a 7-Up.
Yeah.
But it's not like a soda I typically get, but it does taste good. You're like, oh, that is refreshing. especially the McDonald's Sprite. But yeah, I don't really drink a lot of soda.
If you're a lemon lime head.
You know my lemon lime head, where are you at? Where are all my lemon lime heads?
So where, what fast food restaurant do they have 7 Up at?
Probably like Burger King. It's always like the opposite. If it was, if they have Sprite at McDonald's, then Burger King has the, because you know, like one person has all Pepsi, one person has all Coca-Cola brand.
Do people like Burger King? Like more than McDonald's? Are there people who like it more?
I feel like that rivalry, McDonald's won. Like I really.
They did win.
I feel like Burger King was a bigger deal in the 90s.
Yeah.
Maybe in the early 2000s. I don't remember.
Like, I think the 90s. I think you're right. Have it your way.
The one thing I will say about Burger King, and I haven't been there in like probably like 30 years. I have no idea when the last time I went to Burger King was. There's two items they had that I did like.
Yeah.
One, they have onion rings.
Oh, yeah.
And those are really good. So that might be the last thing I saw like a Burger King and I was like, I'm going to get onion rings. The other thing they have that I liked was French toast sticks. It was a breakfast item. And they were like deep fried French toast sticks and you dipped it in like maple syrup like it's like a fucking nugget with barbecue or something.
Right,
and those I liked, but it's not like anything I'm like going to go get.
Do you know what they had? I don't know if they still have them there, was chicken fries.
I remember when those dropped.
Do you remember when those dropped?
That was like in the 2000s though.
Yeah, because I remember there was a Burger King by my first apartment in Los Angeles. Like when I was fucking deep in my addiction.
Yeah.
And I remember the Burger King was like one of the closest fast food places by me. So I do remember like being really hungover and eating chicken fries.
I don't think. Here's my opinion on Burger King. I don't think Burger King is bad, but when you see one, you're always like, that doesn't look very appealing. Do you know what I mean? It always looks like a little run down.
Yeah, it's always.
It's not like that crowded. No. So you're kind of like, is this fresh? Like, I mean, is anything fresh at these places? It just always looks a little run down and empty. And they always close. Because I had a Burger King in my neighborhood that closed. It's like Burger King is always closed. Like,
you don't hear about them anymore. As much as you used to.
Because they don't have any big ad campaigns. Do you know what I mean?
The fries are bunk, too.
Do they have crinkle cut?
No.
What are they?
They're just like, they're thicker than McDonald's. And it's not that I like thick fries, but these are just not, they're soggy.
McDonald's French fries cannot be beat.
For fast food.
For fast food.
Yeah.
Honestly, better than most restaurants, too. Like, they are a premier fry.
I mean,
when you get them fresh and hot and crisp and bright, salted correctly,
right?
Because there can be bad. You can get bad fries at McDonald's for sure,
right?
They're like one of the best fries,
for sure,
the best fast food fry.
It's the gold standard.
But I would say they're even up there against most restaurants. I mean, obviously some great fries at top restaurants.
Aren't there like famous chefs who say that McDonald's fries are like the best fries?
I don't doubt it because they're good.
They're really good.
They're so good. Oh man, I love putting those fries in my mouth. They're too hot. And you're just like, ooh, when they're fresh.
Yeah.
That's like hitting the jackpot.
It is like hitting the jackpot. I do love a Del Taco fry, but that's a different genre of fry.
That's a different genre of fries. I don't mind those and I will eat them, but they're a little too soft for me. Mm. They can lean a little too soft, but they don't taste frozen even if they are. Do you know what I mean?
They're good.
I think they're pretty good.
Yeah, Burger King fries always taste freezer burned to me. I don't know.
I haven't been to Burger King in so long.
They're trying too much with their fries because there is a seasoning on the Burger King fries that I don't like. It's a flavor I don't like.
Oh.
I have
no memory.
I could be tripping. Like the last time
You were on drugs.
I was on drugs the last time I ate Burger King. Like
so you're
I
not
was.
The best reviewer.
I'm not the best. All I can tell you is like from my is ordering chicken fries at the Burger King on Pico.
But were chicken fries, were they like McNugget meat or
I think
like
it was like
breast?
It was like a McNugget meat. They were not that good. But I
appreciate anything where they're like, here, we're going to make it. You can eat it with your hands. I appreciate the effort.
Yeah, I do too.
I did. I I did try the Taco Bell sandwich where their bun was made of chicken.
The Double Down? Wait, that's KFC.
That's KFC.
Wait.
No, Taco Bell had... No, it wasn't a sandwich. The taco shell was made of fried chicken.
Desi.
I did try that.
Was it good?
It wasn't bad, but it was nothing I was going to order again. I don't think I even finished it. Well, I think I got my normal order and then was like, yeah, maybe I'll just taste that.
Yeah.
Like I was like, I want to taste a bite of that.
Yeah.
And I probably threw it out. It was like too much.
Yeah. What was inside of it? Like taco?
Oh man, stuff? I don't even fucking remember. I think it was just taco. It was like taco and a fried chicken breast
that is
shell.
Demented.
It was very demented. But that was they had that for a brief run.
That is what I appreciate about fast food places is that they're willing to do something demented with their menu.
It's one of the final frontiers of food innovation.
Right.
It's like that's my version of like that
molecular gastronomy.
That's like whatever. I'm more impressed when you're like, how can I fit more calories into this dish?
Right.
I'm going to make the bun also fried chicken. Like that's like,
it's innovative.
That's the type of thinking I can get down with. Cause it's like, yeah, that person smoked pot. He came up with this thing when he was high.
Right.
That's like how you come up with the best food combinations.
It's kind of like Trader Joe's is like the grocery store version of that because their food innovation at Trader Joe's is so bizarre, but you're also like, I didn't know I needed that, but I need that.
Well, because they'll find, you know, they'll put something on the shelf, everything bagel seasoning, and everyone's like goes apeshit over it.
Right.
Oh, you like everything bagel seasoning? We got everything bagel hummus. We got like all of a sudden there's like 15 new items that have an everything bagel seasoning theme to them.
But they also will have like a weird item. They'll be like, oh, you like the heel of the bread? Well, here's a whole bag of just the heel.
I like it. I saw something the other day because I buy a lot of dips now for like my veggies. And the dips, they really go off on the dips sometimes.
Yeah,
and they had
do.
A new one because they had one that was called... Like it was called like inside the cannoli.
So, oh my God!
So it's like it was just the filling inside the cannoli, like
right.
in a little hummus type container.
Yeah.
And then they had another one that was like hot chocolate dip. So it was like cream cheese, chocolatey, like hot
yeah.
chocolate. But I was just like, they go off on their dips because they're like, you want some dessert dips too?
We got you.
It's inside the cannoli from Trader Joe's or whatever.
Trader Giotto's.
We got you with the inside the cannoli. We don't want the fucking, the little round thing. You just want the inside.
Yeah.
Stick a strawberry in it.
No, I love them.
Yeah, you're right. We should buy some weird Trader Joe's. They won't do that ethnic branding.
No, but wait, are you telling me they don't have like a Trader Moishe's or something?
I don't think I've seen it. No, because it has to be Joe. So it's Trader Jose.
Trader Joshua's.
That should be the everything bagel thing.
For everything. Because
they have everything bagel seasoning locks now. Did you see that?
They should make it Trader Josh's. Everyone knows a Jewish Josh.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on. It's just like everyone knows a Jewish Rachel. Hello.
Yes. So yeah, we should taste test some of their weirder finds there. Mm. It would be very fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, that's it.
Bye.
We'll see you very soon for the main. Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.